It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
art, entertainment,
food,
topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And a great big heidly ho, Steelers fans. Woo, Steelers, winners of the Super Bowl. Very exciting. I'm a big Steelers fan. And if you're not, well, not everybody's perfect. How are you, Mr. Spencer? What's going on?
Well, I'm not perfect, Doc. Yeah. You know, I really didn't have a favorite. I just thought maybe they would win. I shouldn't have made that bet with you. Now I'm going to have to wait for the weather to warm up to run around in my neighborhood in my underwear.
See, I think it would be much better if you ran around in your neighborhood in your underwear when it was cold out. I think that'd be more entertaining.
Yes, but not quite as flattering. Anyway, it was a good game. I thought the commercials were pretty good. I had some favorites on those. Of course, you had a Super Bowl party where you were at, so you didn't get a chance to see many of the commercials that were airing.
No, but I got to see the Steelers run all over the Cardinals. That was very exciting.
Yeah, that's old news, Doc. All right, let's talk about the commercials.
I just can't get over my pride. What can I say?
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you know what? They did a great job. They played a great game. Congratulations to the Steelers.
Yay. Woo, Steelers.
That's funny. It's ironic. I get that.
And apparently there was some other good times going on during the Super Bowl last night.
Say hello to my little friend. Yeah.
And that conveniently takes us into our first topic. Spencer, why don't you go ahead and cover this one?
This one's posted by Doomsday 2029. And it is Comcast airs porn during the Super Bowl. The news source says the Tucson NBC affiliate KVOA-TV says only cable customers could view material. Apparently only Comcast subscribers saw the offending material, which was shown just after the last touchdown by the Arizona Cardinals, which begs the theater of the mind. You're there cheering with your family if you're an Arizona Cardinals fan. Yay! Oh, this is great! What the hell is that?
He knows the score. He gets the women.
Because it's so big.
Because it's scary.
I want to go to my room right now and listen to Boy George records.
It sounds to me as though there was a rogue Steelers fan perhaps running the video there and pulled a little prank, which I think is hilarious.
It is showing up on YouTube. Our rules and decorum will not allow us to post that or, you know, discuss much about what's in the video. But I will say that Twitch-O-Matic posted, I did this about 3 years ago. It was about 4 a.m. and I was watching a movie off satellite in the control room that happened to have a little partial nudity. In my haste to roll another local commercial break, the wrong button was hit, taking what I was watching on another monitor directly to air. Granted, it was only about 5 seconds, but it still happened. This is actually a lot more common than you would think for local stations. This one was just caught largely because more people were watching TV during the Super Bowl. And then an edit, I'm sure the master control operator who let this one through was promptly fired, though. The fine has grown very large for incidents such as these.
Oh, man. Classic stuff, though. Gotta give the guy a little bit of credit. That's great.
If you're sitting there with small children, that's probably, you don't want to see Dirk Diggler doing his thing or whatever was shown. And that's about as close as I can come to telling you what was actually shown. But I will also point out, Doc, that it was just kind of, it was a weird synchronicity with the Super Bowl because all John Madden can talk about was penetration. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching the game and he's trying to go, well, you know, the quarterback, you know, he's got to slide it in there. We've got to do this thing with you. And I'm like, even caught me by surprise. And that's hard to do.
Well, John Madden, God bless his soul. He is the dumbest moron I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, he's like, well, you know, what they're going to need to do here is get the ball across the goal line. That's what they're going to need to do. And they're going to need to do it more than the other team if they're going to want to win tonight. It's like, thanks. Jeez, you know, I guess anybody can be a football sportscaster. Holy cow.
We have a future, don't we, Doc?
Indeed. Indeed, sir.
All right, so if you would like to see the video, you will not see it on Below Top Secret. You can go to YouTube for that. But if you would like to comment, and there are some great comments on this thread, please go to Breaking General News, Comcast airs porn during the Super Bowl.
And speaking of things that titillate I guess. That moves us right into our next topic, and this is in the general chit-chat forum, posted by Blog Stalker. It says, what is your addiction? Good question. As I was leaving Walmart today, I was confronted with a sight I didn't need to see. It was one thing in the world I can't resist. Girl Scout cookies. They are my addiction. Certainly there are many other things I can't resist as well. Some foods, some not foods. So tell me, what is your addiction? Is it football, chocolate, vodka, or a good book? We aren't here to judge, just to listen. So I guess we'll start with you, Spencer. What's your addiction?
Man, okay. I have to say this, and it's not really an addiction, but I love this. Budweiser's come out with a new beer, and I'm not plugging Bud here, but I'm just saying they came out with a new beer that's Clamato juice and a little bit of a Citro, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, it's awesome. It's like red beer. If you've ever had a red beer, it's like beer and Clamato juice and then some other seasonings. Oh, well, they're marketing that now, and that's my new favorite thing. But other than that, not too many addictions, no.
Which is not to say that if Budweiser would like to sponsor our show, we would not turn them away. So go new Budweiser product.
We're such whores. Okay, fine.
Well, it's funny. Schrodinger's dog writes in. He says, 5,600 posts in under 8 months. Enough said. And that's absolutely right. I know that there are many people, myself included, who are addicted to BTS and ATS, and I think we're better people for it. It's a good addiction to have.
One of our favorite people, Rush, 2112, posted, oh, now blog, just one addiction? Come on, there must be more than Girl Scout cookies. Me, BTS, obviously, a lot of us have that addiction. Fountain Cokes, cigarettes occasionally, but still an addiction. I'm not sure how to pronounce that next one.
It looks like hypnotics.
Hypnotics, socially only, and Mexican wedding cakes at Christmas. Okay, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, and Rush, I'm sure by hypnotics you mean, you know, like lava lamps and those things that you cross your eyes and see 3D images in. That's what I'm sure you're talking about. So, yeah. Right.
Well, let's jump over to carrots and see what she's addicted to. Let's see. My addictions, apple vodka, all shoes. Oh, yeah, you're a woman. I knew that. High heel stilettos. Oh, sweet. Take pictures. Oh, taking pictures. Good. See, those two go together. So Doc and I are ready to help you maybe not get over that addiction, but we don't care. Dried mango slices, rings, have a lot of rings, music, that song by Nickelback, S-E-X, had it stuck in my head for like a month, and then BTS, ATS, and DATS, which is Drunks Above, Top Secret. Well, that's a good list, Carrot. You got a good one going there.
Yeah, what is a peep toe? Is that those open toe shoes? Is that what that means? I've never heard that term before.
I believe those are very pointed but open-toed shoes, yes.
I understand. Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. I learned about bras last week, and this week I'm learning about peep toes. Okay. Good. Good stuff.
But I have to say, my one actor who I have like a man crush on, and it's not sexual at all, but it's a man crush, is Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of dudes out there, you know, everybody has that conversation, you know, if you had to get it on with one dude, who would that dude be? And I can guarantee you that there's a lot of guys out there who are like Kiefer Sutherland for sure. Jack okay. Bauer, absolutely.
Doc, okay, as long as get it on means go have a beer and socialize, that's cool.
Sure, that's exactly what I meant by that.
Okay, so there are some other great addictions in here and some very funny ones. If you would like to post, it's in the general chit-chat, what is your addiction? The original poster, Blog Stalker.
Yeah, and this takes us into a really fun topic. I thought this was great. And this comes in from Majorian, who's got a cool Assassin's avatar, that video game Assassin's, which is very cool. Says, whatever happened to mind-opening cartoons I used to watch as a kid? Am I the only one to notice what's wrong with the crap kids watch these days? I mean, come on. SpongeBob SquarePants? What's that supposed to inspire in them? Want to see real cartoons? I'll post intro clips to some of the mind-expanding stuff that I used to watch as a kid. Here goes. The Silverhawks intro, and there's a video there. Jace and the Wheeled Warriors. Dungeons and Dragons, Dino Riders, Brave Star. He goes on in Bionic 6, Captain Nintendo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Galaxy Rangers, Thundercats, one of my favorites, and, you know, just some really, really good stuff. And I agree with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was one of my favorites. And somebody, of course, posted He-Man, which was, like, my favorite cartoon of all time. And that reminds me, I actually just read that they are making a live action version of He-Man, which is very exciting. And I guess they're going to really do it right this time. They're actually going to, it's going to be in Eternia. It's going to be like Lord of the Rings with like big epic battles and creatures and monsters and Skeletor and all that good stuff. So I'm very excited to see what they do with that.
It's still going to be gay, though.
Yeah, probably.
All right, that was my flash down memory lane and wild hormones raging. If you would like to post something in this forum, it's in the television forum, and we have so many different forums to post in, but this was in television. Whatever happened to the mind altering? Okay, a little confusion there. Freudian slip. Whatever happened to the mind opening cartoons I used to watch as a kid? I'm your host, Spencer Tracy.
And I'm your other host, Doc Hancock. And we are plowing through the topics. I came across this one in the Jokes, Puns, and Pranks forum. And the title of it is, This Girl is Very Proud of Herself. And this is posted by Cal Coast Seeker. I believe that's the way it's said. Sometimes you come across something that is too funny for reality. I found this on a website for a paper in Virginia. She's very proud of what she was booked for. Read what her crime was. And it's got her mugshot. And she looks, you know, like a nice girl, not a problem. Letitia Siobhan Latham, a 19-year-old Norfolk woman who resides at the 2500 block of Cary Drive, was arrested on September 19th, 2008, and charged with one count of domestic assault and battery and one count of illegal use of gases. Police say Latham punched her own boyfriend in the face, struck him in the head with a pan, and then sprayed him with mace in the face. Man, and then you look back up at the picture and you're like, holy cow, she's not a nice girl. She's crazy. She's got that weird one eye kind of cocked and definitely capable of whacking you with a frying pan and then macing you. I mean, who only knows like what kind of quality creature her boyfriend was, but still, man, that's pretty intense.
You know what's really kind of interesting? Have you ever done the mirrored face thing where you take half of your face and then mirror it and you look like a totally different person? Like there's a crazy side and then there's a more serious, reserved side. But if you I think you can do this in Photoshop, or maybe you can do it with, you know, some of your photo editing software. But like, just take half your face, drive it with the line right down from the top to the bottom, and then fold that other side over to where you have a matching face on the other side. And it's kind of interesting. You can see which side of your brain is a little evil and a little mischievous, and which side is either really sleepy or goofy or, you know, reserved or suave. It's a neat thing. And I think right now, just looking, I would say that her right side with the little squinty part is probably, she's a left brain psycho. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. I Open Doors writes in, she looks insane. Like, watch out. Scary stuff there. She even maced the dude. Man, careful with that axe, Eugene.
Access Denied, of course, is the devil's advocate here. My question is, what did he do first? Perhaps he had it coming. My mom always told me to keep a cast iron frying pan in the house in case the hubby needed a good whack over the head. True to her word, she kept one till the day she passed away. I have been admiring that new pan.
Easy access denied. Temper now.
Breathe in the peace. It's all okay. And I would hate to see what happens if she didn't like the show. So we love you, by the way. So we have, you know, it's kind of a back and forth thing where you have some people going, wow, the guy just hacked her off. And then you have the other folks going, oh, she looks like a psycho. You take a look at the picture and you tell us what you think.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure how these two things link together, but for some reason, I guess they do, because, you know, things are a little crazy. And it's something we haven't talked about in a while here on the show. This is in the rant forum, and this comes in from Tentacles. It says, stupid economy. And you want to read off his rant there, Spencer?
Yes, but I want to comment on the avatar first, which is just freaky. It's a person with a squid's arm coming out of their mouth, or an octopus arm. Very interesting. A real photo, by the way. I don't know if it was Photoshopped or not. And Tentacles writes, I've been getting worried since November 8th. The world economy is collapsing. The U.S. dollar is on the verge of totally striking out. I just read that China is thinking about changing from the U.S. treasuries to gold standard. God knows that will only ruin our country. Oh, maybe we should get back on the gold standard. Oh, maybe we should do away with the Federal Reserve because it's not really federal and they don't reserve anything. Okay, I digress. I think because everyone is celebrating a shiny new president, they're forgetting how bad everything is and has a chance to become. From what I see, the only way we can fix this country at the moment, a world war. Oh, you're an optimist. Thank you. Not only would it boost the production around the country for military supplies, but it would also offer much-needed items. If this country were to become a military state without jeopardizing its citizens' rights, the economy would start to recover. Okay, and all the ATSers that are here reading this went, what? Okay, the other way is if the economy were to drop sharply on the stock market. A bunch of companies were to fail at the same time, driving the need of certain items up for other companies. The market would bottom out, then raise slowly over the years. For God's sake, the governments of America need to stop bailing out these certain companies. Those certain companies have been hobbling along on three broken legs for a few years now. There is a reason they need to fail. They obviously were not working with the way they were operating. Well, I agree with the last part of your statement there, Tentacles. I think that we need to stop bailing out companies. It's not our job. It's not the taxpayer's job to bail out companies. That's why we have Chapter 11. That's why there's legal protection. But see, we have a government of corporations now. And unfortunately, they're the ones running this country and the ones with the politicians in their back pocket. And they are going to dictate. Basically, you've become a slave to the lender. And those banking organizations have pretty much enslaved most of America, unless we throw that off. We must throw off the slaves. Okay, enough of that. The rest of that, I'm kind of thinking that might not be such a great idea, Doc.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where... The problem with this thing is that it's all banking related, and it's because all these banks made up too much money, you know. So now we're in this deleveraging process, and it's very difficult to know exactly where to point the fingers. But you know, we can't unfortunately let these banks fail, because if we do, then we're even in worse shape. So we're really stuck between a rock and a hard place now. And you know, these idiot bankers set themselves up to the point where they really can't fail. Even if they do fail monstrously, they're still going to get bailed out, and they're still going to get their bonuses. You know, and there's this whole new thing. And I just can't even wrap my head around it anymore. You know, I got really into it, and I was reading everything I could, and now I just kind of have to take a step back and just say, you know, whatever happens, happens, and, you know, be prepared for the worst and hope for the best and just rock and roll. I can't go insane over it like I have been.
And then more bad news upon more bad news. I mean, you chew out a vein if you watch this too much, so I understand what you're saying there. Nurbot commented, the change we need is not another war. How can you come in here and say that? I understand your rant, but anger in another military conflict is not the answer. I agree with that. Yes, these are changing times, and with the massive shift in human awareness that is going on, we, the people, should do everything in our power to avoid yet another government-to-government conflict. It's time the governments understood that not all of us are patsies anymore, and that our voice counts for more than it has in the past. You bet it has, and it counts for a whole heck of a lot here on BelowTopSecret.com, Nurbot.
That's exactly right. And hey, listen, Nurbot, if you're concerned about the economy tanking, perhaps you should go into shipwreck diggers or whomever people are that go after shipwreck. Let me try that again.
Say it three times fast. Shipwreck. We got to be careful.
Yeah, a shipwreck. If you're having problems with the economy, go be a shipwreck finder. Apparently, there's good money in it. And this comes from the New York Times.
Salvager.
Yeah, exactly. A salvager or a sea dweller, I guess. Or pirate, perhaps.
I'm not a mermaid. I'm a man-made.
And this comes in our Breaking General News Forum posted by the Compt, I believe, or Compte, C-O-M-T-E. And this comes from the New York Times. Sea explorers probing the depths of the English Channel have discovered what they say is a legendary British warship that sank in a fierce storm in 1744 with the loss of more than 900 men and possibly 4 tons of gold coins valued at $1 billion. An underwater photo of a bronze cannon on the shipwreck, which bears the royal crest of King George I. The team found the wreckage of the HMS Victory last year and confirmed its identity through close examination of 41 bronze cannons visible on the sandy bottom. Greg Stem, head of the discovery team, said at the news conference Monday in London. The team lifted two of the cannons from the seabed and gave them to the British Ministry of Defense, he said. The team's leaders are now negotiating with British authorities on the disposition of artifacts and treasure before the divers attempt further recoveries. Yeah, talk about, you know, stepping through legal loopholes and making sure you have everything set up real squarely. When you're about to possibly bring up $1 billion worth of gold and it's your find, you want to make sure to stay on top of that. Maybe giving away a few cannons isn't such a bad idea after all.
Here's our show of goodwill toward you. And that's, you know, there's some weird laws that are coming. What is the law of the sea right now that the United States, I don't know if they ratified. I hope they didn't ratify. But basically, if an American finds something in open water and it's treasure-wise, we can't keep it. It goes back to the country of origin. And this is really, and I don't know why we're bending over and taking it for Spain, but we are. And this is the whole reason this came up. You would have treasure seekers, treasure hunters that would go and find these treasures, and they would be able to claim them. Well, now, with this new law, they say, well, you know, you can't. You've got to give it back to the country of origin. Well, if the country of origin was so intent on finding it, they would have found it. They would have even started looking. And then these people who have, like, a drive to do this and the thrill of it, it's got to be amazing, finding something that's been under the water for 300 years or more. And knowing that, you know, hey, you've just found the buried treasure, but now, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to take it away from you, though you found it. And, you know, usually it's law of the sea. I mean, what it was before is if you found it, you got to keep it. Now, not so much. If you find it, they can say, well, that's our property. Oh, really? Okay, so that's why they're negotiating with England right now. I hope they get to keep a majority of it, but with the economic things going on the way they are in England, along with the United States and everywhere else, the government may just say, oh, thank you for finding that. We're going to take it away from you. Thank you very much.
They're like, yeah, you know, yes, it'd be absolutely lovely. Yes, we'll pay off some of our debts with it. It'd be fine. Be lovely. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Would you care for some tea? Mm-hmm. $1 billion tea. Gold coin tea. Well, I'll tell you what, man. If I found $1 billion of gold on the floor of the ocean, I just melt that down and figure out something else to do with it. I'm sure you could come up with something and be crafty. You know, we only hear about the treasure that's found. We don't hear about the treasure that's found and never reported.
All right, well, that takes us to the next thread, relationships, where we thrive, Doc. This is non-religious person plus a very religious person. Can it work? And it's posted by Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, that's right. And this is, I think this is a pretty good question. I mean, you know, I think that the title poses the question pretty clearly. Can a non-religious person and a very religious person make it work in a relationship? And I guess, you know, my ultimate sage wisdom on this would be, you know, I think it's true in anything with a relationship. If it just depends on how open-minded your partner is. If the very religious person is open-minded and doesn't mind that you don't, you know, find any peace or solace within religion, then the relationship can certainly work, and certainly it has to go the other way. But if, you know, either side is incredibly stubborn about that and it's going to be a deal breaker, well, you're going to run into problems.
Yeah, and there's something a lot of religions say, you know, don't marry an unbeliever, whether that's Muslim or Jewish or Christian or whatever, I think it's phrased in the Christian Bible, don't become unequally yoked with an unbeliever or with someone who's not the same type of believer you are, because it does cause a lot of stress. It does cause a lot of conflict in the relationship that you're going to have. I mean, it's like adding another log on that fire of things that you've already are already going to try to put out. Now, if you're not a bit, and I think the key word here is a very religious or devout person. So if you, for example, it might be a real challenge for a person who's an atheist to have a relationship with a Christian or a Hebrew, a Jewish person, and or a Muslim, because of the role that takes in their life. So it would be a challenge. Could it work? Yeah. Would it work better if you probably believe the same thing? Maybe. So I think we'll just leave this one up to the two people involved, since every situation is going to be a little different.
Well, take my situation for an example. I'm a giant idiot, and my wife is a very smart, well-learned person. So we get along just fine, I think for the most part anyways. So anything can work.
Let's jump over to the next thread. Breaking general news, Moroccan jailed for selling a hot dog, literally? What's this?
Oh, yeah, this comes in from Watch and Learn in our Breaking General News forum. A Moroccan man has been jailed for 6 years for selling customers dog meat instead of beef, a Moroccan judicial source said overnight. The man, who admitting to mixing dog meat with the chemicals to conceal the different smell and color, was also made to pay a fine of 10,000 dirhams, or $1,820. A Casablanca court also sentenced four other men to between 8 months and 4 years in prison for their part in hunting and shooting the dogs. Awesome. Thanks, Moroccan hot dog vendor. You know, it's idiots like you that make me question what I'm eating. I live in a great city, and the hot dog vendors here in this city are amazing, and the hot dogs are so good. Talk about an addiction. That's my addiction. I love New York City hot dogs. And, you know, guys like you ruin the whole thing for everyone, because now the next time I go to buy a hot dog, I'm not going to be thinking, delicious hot dog. I'm going to be thinking, is this idiot selling me dog meat? Like, hot dogs are already weird enough when you really wrap your mind around the philosophy of everything that goes into a hot dog. Like, I can get over that to a certain degree because it's greasy and wonderful and smothered in ketchup and mustard and sauerkraut and onions and chili if I so deem it necessary. But come on, Moroccan hot dog vendor, stop ruining it for everybody else. Jeez Louise.
I guess he could have served sea kittens.
Oh, poor sea kittens. They always get the rough end of the stick.
Yep. So if you'd like to post on this one or you have your own weird food story, please do so in the Breaking General News Forum. And this one's Moroccan jailed for selling hot dog, literally. And that takes us to the BTS Mix Screen Test.
That is correct. And congratulations last week. I believe it was, who won last week's?
That was...
It was Rush, wasn't it? So a big congratulations to Rush for winning last week's BTS Mix Screen Test. The answer was indeed Don Cheadle. Congratulations, Rush. And bigger congratulations, because it would appear that those points put you under the 100,000 point mark. And that's always a great feat to attain. Congratulations. Keep on chugging and keep on playing the BTS Mix Screen Test. And here is this week's, and we'll put this one at 5,000 BTS Mix points. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, that works for me. I'd like to push my points up. Everybody asks me, why are you in the negative on your BTS points? Well, because I'm usually doing a show and I just read your post. I usually don't post, but I can. And it's kind of like a new shoe salesman. You look down and he's wearing like ratty old tennis shoes. It's kind of like that, but don't let it bother you. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, man. You know, it's like Spencer and I express ourselves on the podcast. You know, we don't need to type in things. That's why we talk on the microphones. You know, it's like our medium. Okay? Seriously. Yeah,
whatever. Whatever.
Anywho, here is this week's BTS Mix Screen Test. And it goes a little something like this. If you were to look into this actress's diary, you would find a list of blockbusters. When she was dazed and confused, she wandered into stardom, but didn't necessarily stay away from the sharks. Be it in the windy city or on a breezy peak, she can really handle her own. Who is this actress?
And it's worth 5,000 BTS points. Well, for everyone who's tuned in this week, we love you, even if you're a Steelers fan, and we hope that you have a great week.
And if you're not a Steelers fan and you're not perfect like I am, then, you know, that's fine too. We love you anyways.
For the BTS Mix Screen Test, I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
Hi, this is Spencer Tracy along with my partner Doc Hancock. And we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com, along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix, and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show, have all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts, where when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with host Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, Doc Hancock. And would you please remember to star, flag, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website, BelowTopSecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to BelowTopSecret.com.